There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. The one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on the second hour. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code, how do I characterize this to you? For a holster, there are more ways to configure a G-Code holster, of which there are three different types, outside the waistband and tactical configuration, than any other holster I've ever seen. And it's all based upon one system, the RTI Rapid Transition Interface System. With a lifetime warranty, they are virtually indestructible unless you get run over by a M1 tank, which they have had to replace one of those. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. By now, you know that I advocate that you join these guys.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again from Second Call Defense and all the other stuff that he does on a regular basis is Sean Maloney. Good morning, sir. Sean?
Hello?
Are you there, Sean?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hang on a minute? We've got a call coming in. I don't know what it's about. It's coming out of Baltimore. That's got to be fun.
Go ahead and take it. Hopefully it's good news.
I know. It's about gun-free zones, which you're training people how to kill bad guys in them. But let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, yes, sir.
I'll make it real quick. I thought that it might help with your interview to have this bit of wonderful information. Baltimore is almost completely a gun-free zone, gun and drug-free zone, because of the gun and drug-free school zones. There's schools just about everywhere. And by the way, this is what I thought you'd really love. Baltimore City at one time had four different police forces. They had the general police, the park police, housing police, and school police. Got rid of the park police. The parks are a nightmare. Got rid of the housing police. You saw what happened recently. Those were all low-income housing areas. And so you're left with the general police and the school police. The school police, by the way, you were talking about finding a tactical position in a long hallway. Well, because it's a gun-free school zone, they're unarmed. You have a whole force of police, fully trained, can't carry guns in the schools. So I'll leave you with that and leave you to your interview.
They're not even allowed to arm themselves up as much as Barney Fife?
Not a bit. They've got mace.
Oh, well, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Tom, you might want to think about moving southeast. Come join me, brother.
Come join me. I already crossed the bridge out to Western Maryland, so I'm feeling pretty safe. But
okay, all right.
That might change.
Very good. Anytime. Thanks for the call. Sean, one of the things, did you notice that they're going around in New Orleans and telling people not to take any guns near the schools there? isn't it a good thing that other states are not following that particular pattern? Are we going to see fewer? How many school shootings do you think will be in your school districts where you're training people in the FASTER program?
I truly believe that of those schools that have made people aware that they're armed are now in Ohio, when they know of a large percentage of schools are protecting their children offensively, I think will be very few. And unfortunately, when states and cities and areas do things like New Orleans, they're doing that in the face of statistical proof now. It doesn't matter what I think or what you think. Statistically, it's proven. It's a proven fact. And it's a shame that people are rolling the dice with the lives of our children and of our future. I go back to Sandy Hook. You know, I could have cried and probably did to a certain extent. I know lots of people that did. And we can't stop thinking about, you know, the helplessness that we felt when those children were slaughtered. And to even risk doing that again, to me, is really unconscionable.
Here's the question I want to ask about this. In Ohio right now, you have a national footprint with the other things that you do. How many people are you getting interest from outside of Ohio? Are people coming to you saying, we would like to observe this class? We would like to at least participate in this class and just see the viability of it happening in our state if we could pass a law? I know that you're training the politicians. You're training the leadership of Ohio, which is good. They need to see what this is all about. But is that starting to trickle in?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. It is happening. I always point out that everybody said that we were crazy and that there wouldn't be a teacher that would sign up or a school district that would sign up. The first week that we had signups open, we had over 1,500 people wanted to be trained. And then we've had several people each class fly in from all over the country that want to see the program, that want to be able to take it back home and tell what it's all about. Jim Irvine and myself, Jim is the president of Buckeye Farms Association and really has dedicated what's left of his free time to FASTER. Also, we spoke to the Senate in Pennsylvania about FASTER, and there's teachers and superintendents and people that are bringing it to the legislature in Pennsylvania and want something done. We've had communication with Kentucky, with Indiana, with Colorado, and with states all over, and they keep coming in. In fact, Jim was just invited to speak at the National School Board Association meeting in Massachusetts about FASTER. We are invited to the Ohio School Board Association convention last year and again this year, where we had a booth and we gave a presentation and were asked to speak. And so when you get school districts now throughout the state of Ohio and throughout the country inviting us and saying, hey, we have a viable alternative, and in some cases maybe the only alternative, come and listen to what it's all about, the door is starting to be open more and more because, quite frankly, when people sit alone and have time to think, they start thinking about why don't we want to protect our children the best way that we know how.
It's ridiculous to not do it. I don't know if you were listening, but I was looking at my old high school, which they've demolished and rebuilt with another one. Just the one side of the building that I saw, three stories high, it's got to be at least 500 feet from end to end. And how do you defend that? How do three resource officers defend that? And what?
And unfortunately, they can't. And I'm not saying they can't based on my opinion, but just being in school board meetings with school resource officers and the sheriff's department, and I was in an executive session about a month ago, and we were having conversations, about general conversations, and before the meeting started, and one sheriff, they were kind of, you know, what kind of firearm do you think our teacher should use? And he said, boy, somebody needs an AR-15 in here. These holes are awful long.
Yeah.
But it's almost impossible. If we go back as far as Columbine, and we have the video of those two animals, and happy-go-lucky walking around and doing things, they have a school resource officer. And that school resource officer was left to triage because they knew where the school resource officer was going to be. And as we've had several cases in Ohio and there's been plans drawn up, the first person to go was a school resource officer.
That was the first. It wasn't a resource officer, but the first person killed at D.C. Naval Yard was the armed guard.
Well, exactly.
So,
exactly.
Anyway, so, we're coming up on the break. We're coming up on the break because we're going to go a lot of places with this. We're going to be hitting like guerrilla warfare. Secondcalldefense.org. $8 a month. $8 a month. Your self-defense kit is complete. Once you do the self-defense, you leave the driving to them. We'll be right back. My guest, Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
Seven thousand square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code has four lines of products that I haven't, well, they, it hasn't always been four lines, but I mean, with their beginning line of the holsters and the ammunition carry modules that they made to the DC-3 Travis Haley beginnings and then the Scorpion line, which was a whole new direction for Kydex. And now the Contact series, which addresses all the needs I have for my ISIS welcome wagon bag. They continue to innovate and outpace the rest of the industry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Second Call Defense and so many other things is Sean Maloney. We were talking about, we know school shootings are very, very rare occasions. Do we know of any school shootings ever where it has been posted that we are ready for you to come in should you be stupid enough to do that? Because I don't know of any.
I don't know of any either. And although these people at times are insane, I don't think they're that stupid.
Well, I mean, they actually show a little... I mean, even with Adam Lanza, we know that Adam Lanza went to a middle school where they had a resource officer before he went to Sandy Hook. And with James Holmes, he bypassed a bunch of theaters that didn't have the gun-free zone sign. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. I would have to agree with you. They're crazy, but they're not...
You know, and it's important to know it's just part of a multi-level preparation that we have for the safety of our kids. It's nothing more. Let's talk about safety of our children first, and then it just happens to include, to do it properly, the ability to protect our children with a firearm. On top of hardening the target, on top of some common sense things with who can come and go from the school. So it's just all part of a continuum, really, and that's what I want to point out. It's not the only answer to me in my mind. It's the surest answer for when the wolf is inside the building. I think I've told you the story before in the past where I had a sheriff take us all out in the parking lot and say, turn around. And when I'm saying all, myself, law enforcement, and the school board, and said, turn around. And it was a glass front, you know, entryway, beautiful school, brand new. And he said, there isn't a car in this driveway. They can't drive through that glass. And he said, you will not keep people out that want to get in. The question is, what happens once they're in the building? And that's what we got to think of and remember. And you train for that, and we all hope to God that it never happens. But if it does happen, at least we're prepared because time is the essential factor. At times, 8 people per minute die. If you look at what happened, everything from Virginia Tech to Sandy Hook to the movie theaters, you know, the 30 seconds, the 2 minutes, the 4 minutes, the 5 minutes it takes for law enforcement to even pull in the driveway is too long. You need somebody there immediately to stop a threat. And if you listen to the experts from Colonel Grossman on down, these single shooters, these lone shooters, and even the pair in Columbine, they're not setting up ambushes. They're not ready to tactically attack you or attack the teacher. They're going about their business of getting as many people to die as they possibly can, and they're not worried about a teacher walking up with a firearm or a janitor confronting them and ending and stopping the threat at that point in time. So, to do the training, you don't need years and years of training. You need some common sense, safe gun handling skills. Practice your safe gun handling skills and just be ready to react. You know, I always go back to Sandy Hook. Think about that young principal running down a hall in a hail of gunfire for the love of her children.
Yep.
Give that same woman a chance to stop that threat, and you know she's going to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They would do it viciously. It would be vicious. No way
yeah,
I'm going. I don't care what the gender is. I don't care what the gender is, male or female. Especially with the younger and the middle school down. Vicious. The teachers would be vicious dealing with somebody that tried to come in and do something like that. No
Absolutely.
Doubt about it. Now, one thing I want to point out, most of what they have in place right now in light of not having armed teachers is what I refer to as passive defensive measures. Which,
that's
like
great.
Driving the car through the front, they can all be defeated given time. And the biggest stupidity of it all, and I don't understand why they don't do this. If your thing is going to be, let's lock down and lock everybody out, you're locking everybody in. Shouldn't everybody at least have like a emergency hammer to start shattering windows so people can jump for their lives if that's what it comes to?
Well,
I mean,
you know,
do they even think about that?
There's a lot of that out there, and I think part of the NRA School Shield program and hardening a target is giving people the ability. But no, I don't think they do think about that because in my school district, roughly starting from about 1991, they built at least one school building for like the next 18 years. We have 24 buildings in my school district. They went from one small high school to two giant high schools to middle schools, and they did all this because of the building explosion in our area. Went from, you know, an area of about 6,000 to 12,000 over a few years up to 60,000 in 10 years. So you can imagine the construction and building, and every school they built was the same thing. There was no locks on the classroom doors. There's a number of ways to get in. Glass front buildings, and they're all, of course, the same. And it just takes some common sense to know that if I can walk in and have easy access to the front attendance officer at the window behind plexiglass, how's that going to stop anybody? And then I also tell the story of, you know, we can have the greatest security there is in the world. Human kindness is the easiest way to defeat that. I visited a school district, an urban school district, and was walking in. I had a suit and a briefcase. I'm going to talk to the superintendent and some people. It was in the middle of the afternoon, and it was a hot day. High security building, you had to have cards and ID cards to swipe it to even get in. As I'm walking around the corner on that hot day, there were several doors propped open for some air. I got to the front of the school, secure with cameras, but I had any number of students rushing to let me in because they're good people. And then I said, you know, I'm looking for Mr. Smith. They all point me, and they point me in the right direction. I get to the front desk. Nobody asks me who I am or why I'm there. And I say, hey, I'm looking for, you know, Mr. Jones. I have a meeting. Sure. Go up the hallway, up the stairs, and at the end of the second floor. And so human kindness also, because people don't think about it for the most part, but yes, that's the reality of what's in America.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, soft target city, yeah?
And I'm not saying that's everywhere, but you and I both know that it happens more often than not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, I shudder at that. And, of course, you know, we're talking about the lone wolf thing. I want to talk about what you maybe have looked at as far as the beyond the lone wolf crazy attacker. When we're coming up on the next break, I want to go into that, because surely that has been something that you guys have looked at, and I'd like to see I know that some of the plans can't be given out due
right to
operational security, but I just, you know, anyway, you know, I just want to talk about that.
And before you go on break, I want your listeners to think, what do I want for my kids in my school? And my kids, when I kiss them goodbye and send them out the door, how do I want them protected? And then if you know they're not, you got to get to the school board, and you got to say, what are you doing? And you make it an issue, and from there, someone will come in and help.
You got to want them to come back home.
Exactly.
And everything that's got to be put in place to make that happen is what you got to want. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is the only holster I run. I only own one gun they don't make a holster for, and I'm thinking really serious about driving there to give them the gun to make a holster for it. That's how much I like them, because of the modularity, because of the indestructibility, and because of the way they look at a holster. And when they build the holster, they don't say, this is as far as it goes. They look at it and say, what else can we do with it? The design and actual construction, once it's done, is simply the beginning. It's not the end product. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. Sean, now surely with the, you know, we have had one that I know of, one very serious multiple person attack in a school, which was Columbine. In the training modules that you put together, do you guys address the multiple attacker scenario?
Yes, we do, and it has to be done that way. After their shooting skills and they can safely operate a firearm, and by the way, the training graduates them at a level above what local law enforcement is expected to pass in the state of Ohio. And then we go on to force-on-force training with scenarios. We have multiple attacker scenarios, lone shooter scenarios, because we just don't know. And more often than not, you know, if you prepare one way, another thing is going to happen. So yes, we do have multiple attacker scenarios, multiple shooter scenarios, and we try to let everybody know and give them an idea and make it as realistic as possible. And I encourage you, and I want to get you there to training next year. We've talked about that, because in the beginning, for the first probably 3 or 4 seconds, it's not real. But after the force-on-force training begins, you forget that it's not real, and you totally get immersed in it. We've had people flat out have the tunnel vision, go through everything that you're going to do in a situation like that. And we train what to do because of the tunnel vision. But multiple attacker scenarios are out there because, you know, that's the reality of it. And you never know when things are going to happen. And being involved in this, I've seen plans that the police have interrupted for people that we would call kids, planning to murder their classmates, their teachers, and so multiple attacker plans are out there, but they've been thwarted before they've happened. And so, yes, we do that.
The the other thing to consider, of course, is the a little bit more sophisticated attack, which is the nightmare scenario. However, one of the things that I have always thought about a school defense plan where they put in place what you're advocating and training them to do, if you have enough, I mean, if you think the plan out enough, you can make it a kill box for just about anybody who might come in once they get in the hallway. The hallway is a double-edged sword, isn't it? I mean, for the attacker who's going to be exposed in the hallway, he's very much at a disadvantage, and with a well-thought-out plan, and you guys are training them beyond the scope of law enforcement, and they've got built-in cover. Already, I'm sure you guys are employing the built-in cover of the doorway and the angles and everything else. So
exactly, they're going through all that. And you're right, when you're walking down a long hallway, and for most intensive purposes, schools provide very little cover and concealment until you get into a classroom. And then there's not much in there either other than the hard corners of a door. And so they're trained on hard and soft corners of what to do and how to approach these things. And again, the training is three-dimensional, and it's always changing. And now that the program's been around long enough, we're being invited in, and we're conducting training on weekends in schools. And so, you know, when they say, hey, come on in and let's do a refresher, and let's use our school as a training module, which is even better for all of us.
Well, yeah, that's that was one of the reasons when I was in Europe that we always went out to the European countryside to train, because that's where the actual battlefield would have been. So it's always good to go out there in the real place and do the stuff. So, yeah, that's outstanding. How often do you guys do refreshers? I mean, once they get certified, I hadn't even thought about that. They try to stay sharp?
We have a level 2 class that we do once a year that's refreshers, but something that Buckeye Firearms Association and our FASTER program and foundation has been doing weekly, we send out reminders to train, and we send out little seminars for them to dry fire. We're going to work on drawing from concealment dry fire. We're going to work on your target. We're going to work on picking a corner in your home, in your basement, and practicing. So on top of the live range fire, which we invite everybody to, and we're starting to schedule those all throughout the state on a regular basis also. But, you know, we found that the people that have took the time to do this, that they will respond to our weekly training assessments, and so we'll email them out. You know, today we're going to get that a little business card out, tape it on the wall, and we're going to work on target acquisition and work on our front sight. So we like to try to keep them training constantly, and then we're offering them more and more opportunities to allow them to do some live fire practicing. And they're all invited wherever we have a school training throughout the state. When a school district opens their building up, we let everybody know, hey, if you want to drive and take the time, this Saturday we're going to be there all day. And so we offer it to as many people as we possibly can, because like anybody else, and we stress this, our skills are going to lessen over time if we don't hone those skills on a constant basis.
How do the parents react when they know you guys are coming in? Do they embrace this? Do they like it?
You know, I think at first, for the most part, in the very beginning, they had questions, but they overwhelmingly embrace it. In fact, more often than not, when School District A initiates a FASTER program or starts talking about it, the people that live on the border say, hey, wait a minute, I want my kids to have that too. And so it kind of spreads that way. But generally speaking, we haven't had anybody picket, stop us, protest, or anything about the decisions that are made. And what's nice about the law in the state of Ohio, when you're making decisions like this, it's not the state saying you shall do this. It's leaving it up to the grassroots. It's leaving it up to the local school district for you to make the determination, is this right for you? And I understand that there's some school districts, for whatever reason, that this isn't right for, maybe right now. But we give them the opportunity to explore it. We give them all the other options and let them know that if they choose to arm their school personnel or to move in that direction, that we're here for them. And so more often than not, we're invited in, and like I said, there's been on no occasions that I can think of that we've been protested, other than the times in the beginning the media would question it. But we welcome the opportunity to speak to anybody about it because, again, it's good to have the facts on your side, the common sense on your side. Once you get people to listen, they understand. Once you desensitize them from what years and years of watching TV and movies has taught them, Bill, then reality sets in and things get a lot better.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm just waiting for, one of the things that I've noticed with the gun grabbers is they don't really pay attention to things. One thing that they have never noticed, for example, is here in South Carolina with my concealed carry permit, I don't have to go through a background check. So I'm surprised they haven't been protesting that. And are the teachers, the armed teachers, is that like a known fact? Hey, Mr. Smith is one of the armed teachers, or is that all kept hush-hush?
That's all kept hush-hush, and yeah. It's part of the law that in the state of Ohio, and I think it's a federal law, that that school plans, anything to do with school security, building plans, none of that is subject to request, the Sunshine Law request. That's all kept secret. And anything to do with safety and security is done in the executive session or nobody talks about it. Any
right.
school, handles that differently. And how they're are they gonna let the word leak out? And obviously, the best way to do it is to have nobody know. And I did have a parent that met us at a school one day, and their school was carrying it. She just had questions about the safety of her kid. Wasn't really against it, but just had all these concerns that were generated from things she had seen in the lifetime of TV
mainstream media.
And she had questions. And so I explained things to her. We had a nice conversation. We walked around for a half hour, 45 minutes in the school, and she said, well, what do you tell the kids when they see their teacher with a firearm? And I said, ma'am, you've stood here and you talked to three different people that were armed and you didn't know it.
Hang on for me one more time. We'll be right back. My guest, Sean Maloney, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. What can I tell you? I put together the, you know, and this the interesting thing here, apparently NPR is listening to it. I put together the ISIS welcome wagon bag out of, you know, a cobbler together with, this will be good, this should be good, this could be okay. And I put it together, and it was functional but clunky, and then they came out with the contact series at G-Code, which is elegant lethality in a bag. Can you think of it that way? Elegant lethality. It's a 21st century gentleman's touch. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. You like that phrase, Sean Maloney? Elegant lethality? My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. Do you like that phrase?
I really like that phrase. In fact, it probably, you're going to find it probably in another year or two. It'll be in Wikipedia.
Well, I was doing some show prep today, and apparently NPR and PRI have been listening to me because they're talking about how people are putting together ISIS welcome wagon bags with exactly what I pack.
Right, right.
So, well, I mean, from a sponsor standpoint, we're out there, we're hitting the people that would not normally be in your demographic.
And that's exactly what you want.
That's it. That's exactly what you want. We're out here trying to convince them to join us. In the meantime, as we go forward and everything else, this continues to expand. I would have to imagine that there's an extension, like for the Buckeye Firearms, with these teachers that are going out there and picking all this stuff up, and they actually see what it's like to responsibly carry a gun, which, you know, lots of people, there's not that many accidental discharges and negligent discharges out there in the grand scheme of things with 134 million gun owners and 400 million guns out there. Does this extend the concealed carry numbers overall in Ohio, just the side effect of this?
Oh, absolutely it does. You know, we've had, every time, I always welcome people to just come and watch. just come in and be a fly on the wall. And then all of a sudden they ask, can we be trained? Can we go through it? And they understand how safe it is and how responsible concealed carry holders are, and that when guns drop, you know, no one's going to come and take your gun away if it's properly concealed. If it's not going to accidentally go off when you sit down in the chair. And when you dispel all those rumors, they understand how safe it is to carry, how easy it is to carry, and then I think they all have the reality of, geez, I wonder how many people I come in contact with on a daily basis that are carrying already. And it does expand that, and it gives people a safety, and mostly when you have that comfort with your firearms, you expand it to everybody and to your friends, because let's face it, we don't live in a vacuum, and I'm sure you're the same as I do. If someone asked you, I get asked on a number of occasions when I'm speaking for Buckeye Firearms to the media, when something happens, hey, is there somebody with the opposite point of view that we can call, whether it's Fox News or whoever makes that phone call? And I have to embarrassingly say, you know, I don't know anybody like that. I don't talk to people like that. So unfortunately, my circle of friends and influences don't include people like that. But you're right. When you start spreading what we're doing and by this radio show, or your friends taking their neighbors to the range, or whatever happens, you know, when have you ever had someone not have a good time at the range? And that's how you convert people into the right way of thinking.
One question I had, just based off of this conversation you had with this lady, and I don't know if you guys are doing it. If you are, I would be, you know, really, I mean, then the big props are coming from me on this one. Have the schools started doing a drill of some sort in the event of an active shooter that have a defensive program, an armed defensive program in place, to where the students understand that if they see something like this unfold, this is what they're supposed to do? Because she was asking you, when she was saying, if my student sees a teacher with a gun, what should he do? My first thing is get down. He should be getting down and getting out of the way. Is that something that's being drilled?
Yes, it is. One requirement that the state of Ohio, we have a very pro-gun attorney general, Mike DeWine, once this became reality and after Sandy Hook, he was forcing schools to review and renew and file their school safety plans because they were so far behind in doing that. And the schools that have adopted faster training, they have new modules, and they have lockdown drills, and they have drills when there's a shooter, when they identify them. So they are doing that. And then, you know, we have the ALICE training already in place in the state of Ohio. And ALICE training was a little bit different, changed the mindset finally. ALICE training is there, and certainly they have drills on a regular basis of what they do when there's an active shooter. Of course, locking down and hiding in the corner or hiding behind a cubby in the classroom isn't my way of protecting our children, but it's better because the mindset is now, at least it's an offensive mindset. So they do drill on that, and they do practice. It'd be nice if they all did, and that's going to be a good idea the next time I talk to Mike DeWine and people that are involved in this. I'm going to point that out, that, you know what, if we're not already doing it, or if it's not a requirement already, that should be part of the drills. I mean, you and I can remember, because we're probably the old men on the show, but remember when you had to follow shoulder drills in grade school? When we had to get ready for a nuclear bomb?
And duck and cover and all that fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that, but the other thing I'm wondering is there some sort of a module of trauma care introduced in this as well?
That's you know, and it's my fault for not mentioning it. That's one of the bigger things that FASTR offers. We have emergency medical training that it's done by paramedics and EMTs, but mostly paramedics and doctors. There's been a significant amount of improvements in trauma care that came out of Iraq and out of Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
We used to think that a tourniquet was the last resort. Well, the tourniquet is the first resort, and you can put on a tourniquet could be on for days without any danger of tissue damage. Sucking chest wounds, everything to do with combat care, and we have combat care training that's built in to FASTR training, and we provide medical kits. We have medical kits that are one for each classroom, a master medical kits that can be spread out to different classrooms with seven or eight different packets in them, and that's something we provide, and we get those out there at our cost, and the schools I go to, I give them one, because that's something that can happen. That's the next step. Okay, the reality is Police and fire are responding, and now medical personnel are stopped in the parking lot, and they're waiting until the police make this place safe. The good news is you have this trauma kit, and you can save lives, but you have to stop the killer before you can go into the medical care, and that's how it's all tied together. And yeah, we go from tourniquets to sucking chest wounds to everything you can do. So, and that's the way we get in also, you know. What are you going to do after the shooting stops? And even if you cut a finger off in shop class or something, you know, be prepared to take care of that. So trauma care is a big part of this.
Yeah, and if you can handle combat wounds, anything below that becomes really simple.
Exactly, and it's not that hard to do, especially with the materials, the anticoagulants, and what's been developed out there because of Afghanistan.
I don't know how we were supposed to survive in the 80s, because my trauma kit in the 80s was one dressing in a pouch on the LBE. I guess we were just quick. We were quicker back in the days. We were just dodging.
You had a triangle bandage, and you were ready to go.
That's it. That's all I needed. Didn't have any plate carriers either. I just, you know.
Yep,
I did a lot of bench presses, so my
pecs would stop the bullets.
My pecs would stop bullets.
But, you know, that's a good point. It's very important to throw in. We're just not about firearms. We're about prevention. We're about the active shooter. And then we're about first aid. What happens next? And make sure that first aid is available. Because we know the reality is that the shooting stopped, and it may be 45 minutes or an hour before help gets there.
And 90% of the time, if you're still breathing or have a pulse, when you hit an emergency room, you're going to live.
Exactly. And that's the
thing that first aid the trauma care is designed to do. We'll
and
do it again next.
Within,
yeah,
we're always within, you know, a half hour of a level one trauma care. So in America, we're lucky to have that.
Yes, we are.
And also, Obama real quick, care. We've designed part of Second Call Defense to be there for the teachers also, to make sure that, you know, we'll cover the teacher if something should happen, God forbid, and they're sued for protecting our children. We're going to be there for them also.
Good deal. Outstanding. Well, I may have to move to Ohio and then enroll in a elementary school or something just to feel safe, because now I'm liking the whole program. You've got all the bases covered. We'll be doing this again with Sean next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Second Call Defense will be here on the, because Sean is about a lot of different things and it's all encompassing. Thank you for joining me again, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, sir. All right, folks, that is it. We will do it in 22 hours again. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.